We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, Allegheny County put the hammer down on all restaurants and bars, shutting down the bars and telling restaurants that they can't serve any alcohol to you. Ostensibly shutting many of them down. Seriously. My take, it's arbitrary and capricious, as they say in court. At the end of the day, I would shut down the violators, like the outdoor bar where my niece was, and it was packed, and they were face-to-face with no masks. Shut them down. But leave the other businesses trying to survive the hell alone. Seriously. And this notion that you can serve me a Coke, but you can't serve me a glass of wine or a beer, flat out ignorant by definition and so destructive. I have been eating at Pat McDonald's restaurants since before we had kids, since I moved back here from Dallas nearly 20 years ago. Pat's a great man and a very good friend. He now has 8 restaurants and more than 600 employees, and he joins me this morning. Does this latest decision, Pat, put you in a very tenuous position, sir?
Oh, for sure, Marty. And let me start off by saying you had a great interview with Rich Fitzgerald this morning. I think you hit it right on the head. And I got to tell you that he reached out to me immediately after your interview with him. Nice. And yeah, it was nice. And I believe that I believe there's going to be some movement. I hope there is.
Immediately. Pat, this should happen by tomorrow, man.
Well, exactly. I mean, so tomorrow at 5 o'clock, we're not allowed to serve liquor. That is not fair. It's totally not fair. And by the way, I will say that we have taken this whole thing very seriously. I'm talking about, you know, the virus, everything. Yeah. We're doing things that we are being instructed to do. Our employees, our managers, we're all wearing masks. We're doing hand washing. We're doing all the things. We're not being renegades and saying, well, you can't tell us what to do.
Right.
But we are obeying. And to your point, what you guys talked about this morning, what my point to Rich was, hey, look, don't punish us.
Right.
I mean, we're doing the right thing. And I said, punish those severely that aren't doing the right thing.
Make an example out of them, Pat.
Right. I mean, so take their liquor license away for 30 days.
Right.
That'll get their attention.
Right.
You know, or fine them $10,000. That'll get their attention. But don't hurt all of us because of the few, and I believe it would be a few,
that are not
going along with us.
One of my friends.
And that's why I talked to Rich, and I'm hoping that there's going to be some movement. And you know Tony Ferraro, my good friend of yours, and you know he's been talking about it as well, and getting the health department on our side, and it's just not fair. It's simply not fair.
Hey Pat, what kind of jeopardy has this, and will this, if they enforce this, put you and your businesses in? What kind of jeopardy, sir, with 600 employees?
Well, I mean, hey, it could take us out because it's just not about lost liquor, beer, and wine sales, Marty. It's about a lost occasion.
Right.
So it's not like, okay, people are going to still show up, but they just can't order liquor, beer, or wine. No, the fact of the matter is they're not going to come in because they want to have a glass of wine with their meal. They want to, you know, that they want the entertainment. They want the experience. And so I'm afraid that it will just not take away from our liquor, beer, and wine sales, but it will take away occasions. which we're already struggling with, as you, as everyone knows.
Pat McDonald, who's the owner of Atria's and Ditka's, among others, has had great success. We've been friends for a hell of a long time. At the end of the day, this is arbitrary, Pat. They literally took a hammer and hit all of you in the head with the hammer. One of my close friends says there are bars in Shadyside and Lawrenceville that are packed solid with no social distancing and no masks. Okay, Pat, shut them down. Leave Pat alone, right?
Well, that's my point, Marty. I mean, again, we're taking it serious. And, I could say that some things may come across as being a bit too strong, but we are going by what we're being asked to do. And we're very serious about it. And we have pre-meals at every restaurant every day, enforcing that this is what we're doing. We're wearing masks. And any restaurant I walk into, I'm wearing a mask. Any kitchen I walk into, I'm washing my hands every 10 minutes. And we're doing those things. And our people are doing those things. And so now we're going to be punished for those that aren't.
Hey, Pat, literally, without exaggeration, something you put a lifetime into is jeopardized. Is it not, sir?
Oh, of course. Of course. First we've got to get this thing under control.
Right.
And I'm going along with that, and all of us need to go along with that. But as far as, this latest thing, we're punishing restaurants again. You can go back to the drink tax, you can go back to, all the stuff that, for some reason restaurants are getting punished. And, you don't hear a whole lot about the other ways that this virus is being spread, but you're hearing about it on the news. It's bars and restaurants.
It's horrible.
I don't buy that.
It's horrible.
Yes, it's a source, and there are those that are totally making us all look bad.
Pat, anything you need, man, I'm in. You're my man.
Well, I appreciate it, Marty. Thanks for listening. And I believe that Rich, I had a good call with Rich, and we'll see what happens. And hopefully this thing won't go into effect at 5 o'clock tomorrow. That's my prayer.
Nice. I'm going to hang in there with that. I'm going to believe that. Fitz doesn't mess around. Cindy, thanks for your patience in Lebo. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
It's jeopardized, is it not, sir?
Turn down your phone,
thank
please.
You
turn down your radio.
Thank you for taking my call, Marty.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I just cannot believe that this is happening. I work at a restaurant in Mount Lebanon.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm allowed to say the restaurant.
Sure,
if I
go
am,
ahead.
Please tell me.
Yeah, go
okay,
ahead.
I work for De Blasio's.
Love it.
De Blasio's Italian restaurant.
Love it. Love it. Yep, love it.
Thank you. We do too, that's for sure. And our customers are very loyal to us.
They are.
They do come in daily,
yep.
But they don't stay long. I mean, they come in, they eat, they leave.
They do.
But I guess what I don't understand is, and I'm going to repeat what you said.
Sure.
What is the difference between serving a Coke versus a Miller Lite draft?
Thank you. Well, here's what they're saying, that I'm going to get hammered and lose my judgment. That's just ignorant. It just is.
Right. I mean, our owners are constantly, they've lost so much money. We, as employees, have lost so much money, okay? And because we're only at 50% capacity.
Right.
We are trying our best. They have done a lot of remodeling
yep.
to make it beautiful
yep.
and more inviting and everything, more enticing. And the thing is, we are just trying to keep our heads against above water.
I'm in.
And now what?
I'm in. I'm in
you
full
know,
support of this.
This new mandate is just, it's positively crippling
it's criminal.
Our business and our industry.
It's criminal. Someone said, hey, let's shut down more restaurants. It's ignorant. And I'm hoping what Pat says holds out, that they change this before it's supposed to go into effect tomorrow. Thank you for the call. Great stuff from Pat on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.